Well, the Jenkins brothers have now decided to buy the old redneck pig boy restaurant and turn it into their own bar called the Snake Pit, where they can showcase their Southern Rock reptile handling band. And Parley's wife can have her own kitchen and diner. An exorcism was planned to rid the place of ghosts, and the boys decided to call it a night. So Parker made his way back to Cousin Buford's house to tell him all about the deal, and Parley raided the refrigerator once again, and now he is preparing himself to tell the good news to his wife Wanda when she returns home from work in just a moment.
Well, Wanda should be getting home pretty soon. Just wait till she hears the good news about the Snake Pit, that big fancy kitchen she's gonna get. Woo-wee! She's gonna be happier than a hellhound in Hades.
While hellhound and Hades are a good choice of words to use when referring to Wanda, happy is not, and tonight is no exception, as she has just been through a very rough night on the job at the Mexican diner and is in no mood for nonsense. Shh, here she comes.
Well, how's my large love muffin doing tonight?
Don't even start with me, Parley. I'm about as mad as a wet hen in a tote sack. We done ran out of tortilla shells at work and had to use Wonder Bread. On top of that, they started making us wear them stupid-looking cardboard sombreros.
Well, big darling, how would you like to quit flipping them tacos down at the Bandito Burrito and start cooking up them good homemade vittles at your very own restaurant with a big old fancy kitchen and waitresses and everything?
What in the world are you talking about, Parley? I believe that weed done warped your wig.
No, it ain't, Wanda. I'm being serious. What if you could have your own place with a big old fancy kitchen where you could fix up the kind of vittles you like and have the whole town come eat them while they're sitting in them little booths with checkered tablecloths on them? Wouldn't that be nice?
Sure it would.
And you could have lunch and dinner specials and serve my favorite, Sal's Belly Steak, an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet.
That sounds good.
And there could be a little bar on one side of the room with a little dance floor and a jukebox in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Or better yet, a little stage in the corner. Yeah, with a real band playing music. What do you think about that?
I think that all sounds fine and dandy, Parley. But just where in tarnation is this wonderful place of mine supposed to come from? The Tooth Fairy? I done already lost all my teeth, you know.
Well, hold on to your upper dentures, Wanda, because we're opening up our own little honky-tonk here in Lickskillet called the Snake Pit. You, me, and the Cotton Mouths.
The Cotton Mouths? Parley, have you fried your cotton-picking mind?
Well,
which one of you cotton brains thought this one up? Wait, let me guess. With a name like the Snake Pit, it had to be Parker.
Actually, it was me that thunk that up, Wanda. Since you're so hot and bothered about wanting me to get a job, I just figured maybe this was a way for us to have our own family business, and you can cook, and I can rock the house till the cows come home. And we can all just have us a good old snake-handling hootenanny all the time, that's all. I thought you'd kind of like the idea.
Oh, the idea just sounds wonderful, Parley. It's the reality that sort of slaps me across the jaw and makes me want to say, Parley, you ignorant nincompoop, where in the dickens was you figuring on putting this snake pit idea of yours that you done thunk up? How in hell are you going to pay for it nohow, you and them two cottonheads?
Well, it just so happens that one of us cottonheads is just fixing to come into some moolah. Cousin Buford done hit the jackpot at that casino, and he's gonna put up the money.
You mean your dumb Cousin Buford? That buck-toothed beret-wearing beatnik redneck done won some money gambling at a casino?
No, a faulty slot machine lever whacked him in the nuts and he sued him for $1 million.
And you're telling me that he's gonna put up the money for y'all a place to play at and for me to have a restaurant at?
That's right, dumpling britches. We done got the perfect place all picked out and everything. It'll need some fixing up, but Parker said it was the deal of a lifetime, and that it was meant to be.
It was meant to be, huh? Well, where's this place at anyhow?
Over in that old building that used to be Billy Bob's Redneck Pig Boy Restaurant out past Walmart on Ringneck Road. You know that old place, don't you?
I sure do. And I know I don't want nothing to do with that old place. Folks say it's haunted with the ghost of Redneck Pig Boy.
Well, Parker said all them old ghost stories was just an old wife's tale. And anyways, Reverend Doolittle's gonna go down there and castrate that old ghost of Redneck Pig Boy right out of there with exercises.
Reverend Doolittle?
Yep. And Parker said he done haggled old Billy Bob down to nearly about giving us the place for nothing. Don't you see, Wanda? This is our chance to finally get our own little piece of heaven right here in Lickskillet. We can have all our dreams come true. You with your own big old kitchen, and me with the official headquarters of the Cottonmouths. Woo-wee! I can hardly wait till I'm handling my first snake in there.
Well, you just better make damn sure that all them haints has gone up out of there before you go getting all excited about the place, Polly. Taking up serpents is one thing, taking up spirits is another.
You mean like white lightning?
No, Polly, like white ghostesses.